first impressions of it is like that, you know what
I mean? Yeah, really.
Right.
I don't know, that's a hard question. Because see, all through, and I could be all along in this, but all through the prep class and my, what do you call it, apostleship, I really didn't have what you call a real strong, you know, what do you call it? Well, I just felt like I should do what I was supposed to do, you know?
Mm-hmm.
That was about it. And I know one couple times, now I get a real pious streak, you know, feeling I have to say the stations or something like that. But I wasn't, you know, they say kept up, you know. I don't think I was. I don't have any recollection of that.
When did you first go on mission?
I got to heaven August the 15th, and I went out to Johnstown in September.
Where in Johnstown?
St. John's.
What year was that?
That would have been 1919. I have it here, my little black book. I have all the years and places where I went, otherwise I couldn't remember. I would say 1930, but Johnstown, 30 and 31.
So you went out as a novice to teach?
Uh-huh.
Was that the ordinary thing to do at that time?
Well, no. Everybody didn't because of it. I said because Mary Agnes and I, and I think Ricardo was, we had our high school finished. So Mary Agnes and I went to Johnstown. It seems to me that she had been in Johnstown before. Maybe from September on, she had been. I just went in. But that was the following September. So I went to Johnstown in September of 1930. I entered February 2nd, 1930. I got the habit August 15, 1930. And I went out just in September 1930. And on December the 8th, I got scarlet fever up here. I had a whole house quarantined. So I wasn't in school much longer than that. I came to Baden.
You got to probably the school then?
The doctor wanted to the quarantine center, and the sister said that you can't do that because, you know, what would happen to the school and all that. So what he did was, you know St. John's house?
Just like, I think.
You know, there's a, you go up the side door, and the school door is right there. And then upstairs on the third floor, there's like a ramp. You could go over that to school. So the sister said, how about the sisters, we will tell any authorities to come. The sisters are not in contact with her, and they want us to go over the ramp. So it seemed to have worked with the authorities. Yeah. But then, the doctor was still, you know, concerned that we were coming, you know, getting him, we could get him in trouble. So,
wasn't anyone concerned for the students that that was a risk?
Well, the sisters all knew, and they were living in the house, but nobody came near me, not as much as they could do. They called Bain the night the doctor told me what I had, and they put up a sign next day on the side door downstairs. Another sister, Martina, was a spirit. She called Baden, and Baden sent a nurse up. The very next morning, there was a nurse up in the hospital. took, she took care of me all the way through it. Well, I was there for, well, a couple months anyway. I was in quarantine for 2 months. And then I got this very, I was supposed to get up and teach this one day. I felt some better, you know. And so I was supposed to go to school. Well, I got up and I was really weak. And I put on my one-legged underwear and I fell back on bed. And so I sent for the doctor. And he said, if she gets pneumonia, don't call me. Don't call me. I'm not coming. Because, see, I had the flu in between times. In between, you know, the December and whatever this was. So the next time, sister Claire, somebody or other, got sick up in Johnstown. So Sister Martina said, we're going to send Sister Georgine to Maine with you, Sister Claire. So I was shipped to Maine with her. So I spent some months in here, but I was in Johnstown that year. I was in Maine. Because he was concerned, see, I had scarlet fever, and it wasn't any, you know, mere little dose of scarlet fever. I was weak for a couple weeks. I was clear. I didn't know what was going on. I had picked up the flu, and I guess I was just weak, and he was concerned, you know. He didn't think he could pull me through. That's what I took out. And, gave orders to the hospital or not. But all I know is this nurse was up the next morning, and she was a registered RN from St. Joe's Hospital. And your sort of sister almost tried to get in touch with her. She was a friend of Sister Alicoats. And she used to tell me about her story. She came over here from England during the war when they had the portholes and the windows all shut off during the nighttime so nobody could see the ship, you know, see the lights. That was during the war. So she came over safely. And
then
well, my mind is getting a little bit foggy. If I don't know where